Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday. Is it better to burn out than to fade away? Was Def Leppard just too young to know back then?
I'll probably go with fading away.
Yeah.
If I get to choose.
I'll burn out. Why not?
Yeah? How are you going to burn out?
I don't know. It'll just happen.
What have you found?
Yeah. What's the strategy?
Going to burn out on tennis. She died the way she lived.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I would even burn out at these days.
Yeah, I guess I just
Boy,
mean for
he
me.
Took a lot of laxatives.
Yeah.
He didn't fade away.
For me, it's just like a general like vanishing into...
Well, you don't like being perceived.
Yeah. I'll just fade into...
You still have that going on?
Yeah.
You don't like being perceived?
Yeah. I mean, who does? Oof. I mean, it seems like a lot of people do.
Mm.
But...
How would you define that?
Okay, so, for example, I put on the sheet. I went to Little Caesars last night because they have a new Mountain Dew at Little Caesars, and I wanted to try it. And so I ordered the pretzel crust with the cheese sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Quite tasty.
Mm, you're
got
a fan.
My wife some wings. Got the new Mountain Dew, and he said, "See you soon," instead of what you would normally they might normally say, which is goodbye. Have a nice day.
Right.
He said, "See you soon," because he knows I'll be back before long.
So you recognized him?
I did not recognize him,
but he recognized you.
He recognized me.
Mm.
And he correctly predicted that I will probably be going back to Little Caesars in a week or so.
Do you think that's him perceiving you or him just saying, I'll see you later?
Well, he didn't say see you later.
He said see you soon?
He said see you soon.
I mean, still, that's just like a normal thing someone would say to you. I don't think it's him being like, look at this guy, see you soon. Like,
see
that's
in a couple
assuming
minutes.
That he's like a real jerk.
And I don't, when companies or businesses or many fast food places do that to me, I don't take it as an insult. It's not like, I don't think they're being mean when they say it. I think they're like, hey, there's my friend. He comes to my business. He patronizes my store and helps, you know, keep me in a job. There's nothing negative about it.
Which you don't like.
There's nothing negative about it. It just reminds me, like, oh, yeah, I am frequently seen at Little Caesar.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. So
yeah,
it's
me. It's not them. It's me.
But it's situational. Like, if you went somewhere you'd never been before and would never go again, mm-hmm. you don't mind that person perceiving you. You don't want to be a completely an unknown, anonymous creature.
Yeah.
But if there's a chance of seeing this person again, especially if it's an eating establishment and you feel sheepish about it, you don't want them clocking that you're at Circle K every week or whatever.
It's a little ding. It's a little embarrassing.
Still don't have my phone.
It's a little embarrassing when like the McDonald's guy, you know, you walk into McDonald's and everybody's like, Norm. Like I find that's a little embarrassing to
me.
Dude,
I've had the same DoorDash driver 8 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had this guy, Michael, a bunch.
Yeah.
But I always do contactless, but I always like... I check on my driver, yeah. And I'm like, it's Michael.
There's Robbie.
He does
Robbie.
Good job.
What's
you
up?
You know what? That actually, if you ever said that, if he's listening out there or whatever, he really appreciates that. One of the nicest things I've ever heard, ever, period, is when I used to deliver to this trailer in Godfrey a lot. Mm-hmm. They used to get a lot of Taco Bell. And when one time...
Not doxing them.
They know who they are. And I was giving them their food and their soda and... The woman who answered the door actually said, like, I was really happy when I saw it was you because I know that you always do a good job. You always
nice.
You always bring us our sodas. You always make sure all the food's there. And no, nobody else does that, so I get very excited when I see it's you bringing the food.
Yeah, that's very nice.
It was very nice. I was like, oh, thank you.
Lots of people commenting already. Hello to Robert and Sarah and Jake and Amy. Jake says there should be a show of Dave just watching TV and commenting on what's on. That's what happens at my house.
Mm-hmm.
I am like one of the guys on the Muppets, the old guys, who just talk about how stupid everything is.
Jacob and Marley?
Yeah. Is that their names?
I thought so.
I think. Maybe. Was that a play on Jacob Marley?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think that was the...
Amy says, no wheels today. No, wheels kind of sprung this one on us. Someone in his life is having a medical procedure, and he took off to take care of them. So he'll probably be back tomorrow remotely. It's a day game, so we're probably going on between 3 p.m. and 3:30, which pretty much lasts the whole season. I'm so stupid. I didn't realize this when we first started here 4 or 5 years ago. I just thought it was early in the season. I didn't get that it's like pretty much every Wednesday or Thursday. So anyway, so he's gone today. Every couple minutes, we're just going to take a moment of silence and you just fill in the blank of what Wheeler would be saying. That's a big loss of words.
It's an enormous loss of words.
Yeah.
We all have to think a lot more today
yes.
than we did before.
Yeah.
Statler and Waldorf.
It's Statler and Waldorf. Yeah.
Jacob and Marley.
I'm thinking of something different.
You're thinking of A Christmas Carol.
I'm not thinking of A Christmas Carol. It's something that's a play on A Christmas Carol, and they have Jacob and Marley. Mm. But they specifically are Statler and Waldorf, and I love them. They're so cute.
Well, that's what I'm like to watch television with. I will comment on every single thing and every single person, appropriately and inappropriately, since in my home. Yeah, so I'm working the iPad, so my phone somehow got some sody on it, and it was dying anyway, so it's just gone. And so I can get texts on my iPad, so I'm cool at home, and I'm cool here. I'm just not cool in the car. And today I had something to do, and I didn't go, and tomorrow I have something to do, so I won't be going tomorrow, but Thursday, a new phone. And today I went down to First Missouri Credit Union, where I've been many, many times, but I missed my turn. And I was heading back to the station. And, you know, it's all that, like, South County, Gravois, and that Gravois goes here, and then it goes to Indiana. And I realized, oh, you don't have your phone. I couldn't navigate. And it was weird.
Mm.
I had to just, like, go, well, I think the arch is that way. That's pretty much it.
Sounds nice. Like a nightmare.
It was kind of exciting because I wasn't in a big hurry.
Okay.
And it was just kind of fun, and it's a pretty day.
Yeah.
But I definitely had that feeling in the pit of my stomach, knowing that it was a one-off, and I know kind of where downtown is, mm-hmm. I'm fine. But I have no, I can't call anybody.
Yeah,
I can't navigate. I guess you can through your car, right? This is gonna sound really stupid. Like, do cars have built-in things outside of your phone?
Some of them.
Yeah, I'm sure some do. I mean, your Jeep might, but I don't know.
But a lot of that functionality, because like my wife's car has something kind of like that, doesn't work very well. It's a very like first gen. But a lot of that functionality, I think, was taken out and just replaced with CarPlay, which is your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And without a phone, you can't really do much with CarPlay.
Yeah. Gotcha. What a terrible day to have to go to the DMV for anything, because tomorrow's the real ID cutoff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What a terrible couple of days to fly. Michael just had a story on the news that people this week and next week will be showing up without a real ID. And they'll be hanging up the line, and it'll take extra time. How pissed do you guys get when it's someone else?
It's like going to be very. I'm flying next Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be very, very angry, because I just realized that this problem will probably persist for a couple weeks, And I'm now thinking that maybe I need to make sure I get to the airport quite early.
Having nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, having absolutely no, I did my thing. We all got our stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is I'm sure the TSA agents will be so patient and kind about the entire thing.
Yes, they'll be ready for that one. Yeah, thank God the sun's out today. Man, yesterday was a rough day for me. I didn't sleep well this weekend. I slept terribly on Sunday. And it was just, I don't mind a rainy day at all. I don't mind a rainy weekend. But when it's like 6 days in a row and nothing changes and it looks and feels exactly the same, it starts to kind of grind in on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sick of this chilly weather. Yeah. Too chilly.
So today's lovely.
Mm. And it's going to be like nice and warm the rest of the week, right?
Ish. Yeah. Ish. Tomorrow's a little bit dank. Like the last few days. Mm-hmm. But I think this weekend, of course, that's what they said last weekend, but I think this weekend is supposed to be nice and up to 80.
Ooh.
Nick and I taking a one-day trip to KU. Phoebe moves back next weekend, but Nick and I are in Chicago. We plan that one right. But so we're going to go up and fill the Jeep with girl stuff and, you know, bring it back, so...
Man, it's just wild to me because I didn't go away to college, but it's crazy that you move every two semesters.
Yeah.
You know, moving in and out of the dorm, moving in and out of the sorority house. That is a pain in the butt.
Yeah, she's moving into a house with three of her friends when she goes back next fall. Although I think I'm paying for it this summer. They always get you.
Yeah.
Why does everyone get you? I don't get anyone. I can't think of any like business situation where I'm like, I got that guy. Like, but everyone seems to get me. Like, okay, well, we know that you're not going to pay for everything at the sorority, but we're going to charge you anyway. And we know you're not going to be here 12 months out of the year, but you're going to pay rent 12 months out of the year.
Yeah.
College is just crazy. Every time you turn around.
It's big, big business.
But evidently living in the house is the big deal. Like, you know, the dorm, it's all so magical. The dorm is the dorm. It's your freshman year. You're meeting your best friends for the rest of your life for the first time. And then the sorority, Phoebe lucked out and won this lottery where she got to live in her dorm. I'm sorry, her sorority. And it's the sorority's first year of having this particular house. So it's brand new and it's a friggin' mansion. Which was one of the nicest things Phoebe ever said to me. When we first went to visit it earlier this year, and it's spectacular, and she came up to me, and she tugged on my arm. She goes, look how funny you are. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, that's nice.
Being able to pay for that. I'm sure you don't have to be funny to pay for it, but that's the only way I'm paying for it. But yeah, the house is the thing. And Nick keeps talking to her about how much he loved being in his house. What a rat trap that was. Woof.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of boys.
Just drinking games nonstop.
There's something very unholy about like a gathering of boys who've decided to live alone. Like you walk in, you're just like, this shouldn't be happening.
I've never been in a frat because it wasn't the thing when I was in college. And it would be creepy if I'd been in the last couple of years. But evidently, most sororities are very nice. Phoebe's is pristine. Frats are supposed to be just... devil holes, you know, just dirty and nasty.
Having spent the weekend with like living with like six other guys for just 2 days, it was only for 2 days, and we're all like old and unable to, you know, drink or party the way that we used to. It was like, who can live like this? Who could possibly live like this?
Do you guys feel old? Because there's several times in your life you feel old. And is this your first one, or did you like, oh, I'm 21?
No, I didn't feel old when I was 21. But you know, as you hit your, you know, mid-30s and, you know, suddenly everybody that's getting hired at the place you work at is 22 years old.
Mm.
And, our waitress, the first night we went to a lovely restaurant called The Loyalist in the West Loop in Chicago. And our waitress, Ruby, was totally lovely, very nice. We absolutely adored her. I think she liked us, too, because we were very nice and fun and funny. Because, you know, everybody thinks they're funny.
Of course.
And she was also very young. And she asked us if we had ever heard of... Because one of the guys had brought, like, a Polaroid, very fancy Polaroid camera to take pictures and document the weekend with. And Ruby asked us if we had ever heard of or seen... the very, very old yellow and green disposable cameras that you have to like get the film developed on. And we were like, nope.
Can't say we have.
No, never.
That's
oh
a mystery.
Gosh. You said we used to be able to get them at Target, you said? That's so crazy. So that hurt. That hurt when she was like, y'all ever even heard of these disposable cameras?
I've lived through a lot of cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first ones I remember were, I mean, I remember way before disposables. Everyone just had an Instamatic. And they had those bulbs. Remember the bulbs?
Yeah.
That would flash and they would turn.
Mm-hmm.
Those were fascinating.
Because you had to replace those, didn't you?
You did.
Yeah.
And then the one step, that was the camera of my youth. That's the one that you would take a picture and it would spit out the Polaroid, I guess.
Yeah, that's what he had. He had like a fancy one step. And those have kind of...
those have come back.
Even the base level ones have kind of come back in a big way.
Yeah. Those are cool. That's what my mom took my bodybuilding pictures with.
Nice.
I still have those somewhere.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Doing the back pose and like, Mom, get the bat wings. He's like, feels wrong just doing this. You're the only
one I want to touch. Welcome back, DG.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
S-124. Today is National Teachers Day, so thank you to all the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Heartfelt. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal.
It's a hard job, and as I understand it from TikTok, thinking that I want to see a lot about teachers, which of course I do, it's harder than ever because it sounds like kids have zero... like attention span of any kind, and you know, the instant gratification and constant stimulus of Instagram and TikTok and et cetera has just
it
like
was hard to be
brain.
A teacher when I was a kid, and we were beaten down by our parents, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we were following, watching our P's and Q's, and we didn't want to get in trouble because you're going to call our mom and dad, and we're going to get the belt. Like, we were trying our best, and it was still tough.
Yeah, it feels like more and more people expect teachers to not only teach their kids but raise their kids and teach them about life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear time and time again, like, the kid gets in trouble in school and the parents want to know what the teacher's problem is. And I'm not saying like every teacher is a saint and could never be picking on your kid. That obviously happens from time to time, but it really just feels like the trend is to get super defensive and like go after the teacher, and my child did nothing wrong. That just seems to be our culture these days.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if my teacher, I'm not saying if my teacher had abused me or something, or there was something weird, but if my teacher was kind of the one in the wrong, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
My mom and dad would have been like, look, they're your teacher. You owe them respect. Mm-hmm. XYZ. It's the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, and I feel like it was still pretty similar when Rach and I were, in like, you know, young kids in school. I think it was about the same thing. And I don't know at what point or why that got lost. I'm wondering if maybe it happened with, I'm sorry, go ahead, Rich.
No, I was just going to say, I feel like people just live vicariously through their kids more than ever. And it's criticism of my child is a direct criticism of me and who I am as a person. And I can't handle it. So I'm just going to make it everybody else's problem.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying everyone's like that. It's just something I've observed through just, you know, you see stories, you see news outlets write about this kind of stuff. And very rarely, I mean, they don't report on parents taking accountability and doing the right thing. They always report on the bad behavior, but there's plenty of bad behavior to go around.
Yeah, we should talk about this a little more on the other side of the break. I have a few thoughts on this. But yeah, I mean, in one generation, I think that my generation was either raised well or raised violently. And that when we develop problems in our life and maybe discovered a self-help book, we're like, oh, it's because my parents raised me violently. So that's one thing we weren't going to do. And boy, we were going to correct that and be the opposite. And we're going to be best friends with our kids. That's what I did. And that comes with its own problems and probably creates as many or more problems for teachers and such than the alternative. Darkness settles on the town as a child. Welcome back, DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Gorgeous day out there. Enjoy it. Tomorrow we're back to clouds and rain. Beautiful weekend, though. Dave Murray will be with us at 3:30. I'm just picking up stuff from the world and talking about it. And they just did an ad for some insurance company just now on our station. And the joke was the guy is calling to check on his dog every 20 minutes at a boarding place. People like that drive me crazy. I know it's a joke. I know it's just a radio bit. I have pets. I love my pets. But it kind of drives me crazy.
The bit itself drives you crazy?
No, people like that.
Well, because you do wonder, if you're so concerned with your dog, why are they being I'm not saying like it's bad to board your pets, but if you're so worried that they're doing a bad job, why did you choose that place?
Yeah.
Now you're going to be breathing down their necks the whole time?
I shouldn't judge. Okay, I pride myself on, gosh, as I'm speaking, I'm realizing I'm lying. Did you ever do that? Like the words are coming out of your mouth, you're like,
yes.
This is not true.
Uh-huh.
The words you are saying are not accurate.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is I pride myself on being very non-judgmental. And I just spent the first segment.
We're all on the radio. I don't think any of us could say that.
Talking about how, like, I just sit and watch TV and say how stupid everyone is.
If we're not judgmental, we don't have a show.
Yeah.
But I try to not be like, you're different from me, and that's bad.
Yeah.
But the people who turn their pets into babies, I judge. I don't judge that you're a bad person. I just roll my eyes really
hard. The people who are lying about it. But if your pet is actually a baby,
that's what I'm saying.
Then that's fine.
Consider if your cat is actually a baby.
My cat is a human baby.
Yeah, my cat is a human baby and is my child. So
I see.
That's
ran into a couple. Here.
I'm with you. Like I'm with you. I totally judge those people that do it when their dog or cat is not.
Yeah, clearly not a baby.
A human baby.
But for the two of you.
But some people's cats and dogs are actually.
So the first time you took your cats to the vet, did they say, why are you here? This is for a pediatrician.
That's kind of, well, it's what the cat said. Mm. The cat was definitely like, I don't need to be here. I'm a human just like you.
I see.
My wife is in the pet service industry as she has been for a little over a decade now. She has dealt with many, many, many of those people.
I bet.
And Rachel really said it best. Like, why did you take him here if you don't think that we're going to keep everything well in hand?
What kind of people do you guys judge? Let's just have fun.
Ooh.
You know, the way I'm judging you, if your cat is your baby, mm-hmm. outside of you two.
Like judge in a fun way or like actually judge?
Either way.
On the spot, let me try to think of a couple of things.
Trying not to say something ironically, but also horrible.
I do judge when people are like taking up a public space for something that's not its intended use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, if I walk past the tennis courts and you're like playing volleyball, I think that's really stupid.
Oh, that's
like you could find another place to do that and you're taking
like
a
volleyball
up a
court.
Right. You're taking up a spot of someone who, and I'm sensitive to it because sometimes you got to fight over the space at the tennis courts. But like if you do that or I really judge the people who don't put their carts back at Schnucks. I think like, what's wrong with you? Why can't you take the 2 extra seconds?
Now see, I'm so much worse than you. That's judgeable. I judge when you're backing into a spot.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes me mad.
Well, because it feels like Kevin Wheeler does off.
You're like, where you gotta be so fast?
Yeah. What's your Why are you so special?
What's your time worth, huh?
And I understand we've had this one with Wheeler that when he leaves faster than he has to back out. But to park, it takes him longer.
Yeah.
And it keeps other people. I had some jackass in a big white truck here at our station who took forever. It's like Austin Powers. He couldn't do it well. Like, if you're going to be a backer-upper, go learn in an empty parking space.
You touched on one that I will judge for.
Okay.
And that is people who are driving vehicles that they don't need to be driving. Like, if you're in an enormous white, if you just have this enormous, you know, six-wheeled, you know, white F-150, whatever, 13 feet tall, and you're, like, driving to your house in Florissant and back every day, like, I kind of judge you for that. You don't need to be driving that big monstrosity.
All right. So like Hummers, I'm assuming, are like the ultimate.
You don't need to have a Hummer.
What about like a big jacked up Corvette? Like you don't need to go 150 miles an hour.
Back up your Camaro. No, I'm just kidding.
I feel similarly, but I feel easier on like the big jacked up Corvettes or whatever because.
So if you see a guy in a work truck.
Yeah.
That is obviously being used. You're cool.
Yeah.
But if you see an orthodontist in that work truck, you're like, who are you trying to fool?
Well, it's more like, look, you don't know how to drive that thing. You don't know. You're going to be running people off the road. You're going to take forever and a day to back into every parking spot you go into. You're going to take up two spots without even meaning to take up two spots just because your thing is so ungodly.
Easy.
Massive in that spot. And it's like, you know, I just that annoys me very bad. Also, when people do stuff like... When you park at the gas pump, like you might get, maybe you're getting gas or maybe sometimes I've seen you're not getting gas. Mm-hmm. And then you like go into the place and you do your little shopping and then you come out and you're still sitting at the gas pump.
That's me.
Get your gas.
That's me.
Pull forward.
See, I think that getting gas gives me a 5-minute lease to go get a soda and a hot dog.
You know what? I'm actually, and this is a specific one because it really only applies to the city,
mm-hmm.
because that's where the pumps are usually totally filled up in the city. If it's in like a suburb or it's in like a small town, I feel a little differently because it's pretty rare that there's no pumps at a gas station that are available.
Yeah, like when we're on the road and I'm at like a Love's or something and there are people waiting for every pump, I'm going to move to go get my soda. But if I pull into QT at 40 and K and half of them are being used, I'm not moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now turning my motor off. Phoebe would always get mad at me because I would keep the motor going.
Got to turn it off.
And then I heard that it's not just dangerous. Because I'm not that worried about blowing up. I should be, but I'm not. But it somehow like could cause your check engine light to come on, which is a giant pain in the ass. So
I don't know nothing about no check engine lights coming on, but don't blow up. If you blow up, I'm blowing up too.
I get it.
I know someone who worked at a gas station who, when they would go to the gas station, would park at the pump and go in and get a soda and not get gas. And I thought, what is wrong with you? But I mean, I guess they get a free pass because they work at the gas station. So it's they know more than me, right? They know the rules more than me.
No, they don't.
No, I admit it. I used to do that, too. We talked about this on the show last year. And when so many people said, no, that's a D move, I stopped doing it. So I only park at the pump when I get gas.
That's nice.
And I turn it off.
Growth and change.
Yes.
Oh, man. When you were talking about driving a car you have no business driving, I was going down 44 the other day, and this person was going like 35 miles per hour. And I was steaming mad. Like, I was just like, what's your problem? And I'm going to pass him. I look over because you got to see who they are.
Yeah.
And it was a little old couple.
Still.
I know. I was like, your kid should not be letting you drive down 44. Like, you have no business being out here right now. But I felt bad at the same time. I'm like, man, I just hope you get to your destination safely.
Yeah. I had that happen the other day as well. Same thing. And it was jarring because, I mean, my hobby is sitting with people who are dying, right? At NOTA. So I've seen it several times. And the guy in the car next to me looked like that. He didn't look old. He looked like he was on vigil.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was behind someone the other day. You know how on the interstate it says minimum 40?
Uh-huh.
I was behind a guy going 40. And I stayed there for a couple miles just to build my rage. And then I pulled up next to him, and he was like, there is no flags. He wasn't super old.
He's just chilling.
He was just like not in a hurry.
Very interesting.
You know what I thought about? How much I used to love Chef Boyardee ravioli from a can.
Good stuff.
That's good stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with eating that in 2025.
I think I got one of those at home.
I had a canned tamale the other
day.
I don't know.
That doesn't just happen.
It doesn't. I saw them at Schnucks and I was like, okay, let's try it out. It reminds me of the Chef Boyardee ravioli. Huh. It's like that similar vibe.
Did it come in like the tomato sauce?
Yeah. It doesn't come with a husk.
Okay.
It was delicious, honestly. I enjoyed it.
My mom coming out in me, because my mom loved burritos, but she ate the inside out of them because she thought that the tortilla was paper to the day she died. Yeah. She thought I was playing a giant trick on her for 40 years.
That's really funny.
And I would eat it in front of her, and she's like, just because you don't eat paper doesn't mean I will. Where's that going with that, though?
What are we talking about?
Tamale.
But I'm like that because I've never had a tamale. I don't know how to navigate the husk.
Most of the time, like, if you go to a Mexican restaurant, like, most of the time it comes out of the husk.
Mm.
They give it to you on a nice plate.
It's, again, my whole thing about looking like I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because I'm pretty comfortable with being dumb. I am. Like, there's more stuff I'm dumb about than stuff I'm smart about. It's just true.
I think that's everybody, though. I mean, everybody has gaps.
There's so many things to know.
Everybody's got, like, one thing they're really good at, and then everything else they're clueless.
The worst thing about being me, though, is I lost the lottery in that the thing I'm worst at in life is life.
Like getting your stuff together.
Just navigating life.
It's hard to do.
Keeping up with bills, keeping up with things that go wrong at the house. This is pretty easy for me. Like, career is pretty easy for me. Personal relationships I thrive in. But the everyday, mundane, taking care of life is the thing I'm worst at. Terrible. Just awful.
Have you ever considered making a list?
Oh, I've made them.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at making lists.
And don't you find satisfaction checking that list off?
I do. I just don't check them off very well.
Okay.
I just don't do it.
There's nothing better than checking a list. Oh,
Randy
such
says,
a good feeling.
Canned tamales. My God, Dave, pay this young lady more.
Hey, recession indicator. What are you going to do? I saw a Reductress article like headline the other day, and it was like, recession indicator, this woman is eating something she doesn't really feel like eating. And I'm like, this
did
is
Kurt
my
join
life.
You in the canned tamales?
Yeah he licked them too.
All right.
I just want to use your love tonight.
Welcome back, 150 DGS. Our buddy Julie Lally says, I went down the Helen Keller rabbit hole, and Andrew is right. They told jokes in a vaudeville act to make money. I thought what you said was Helen Keller faked everything.
No.
No, I said both.
Oh, you said both.
I don't actually think she faked everything. I do find it remarkable to the extent of almost unbelievable that somebody could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. She could see and hear, I think, until she was like a year and a half old, I think. So maybe that made a difference.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe she had some sort of instinct memory.
Almost certainly.
Yeah, right.
Like, that she would have some sort of grasp on.
Yeah, some frame of reference that there is a world, and there are objects and people that populate it, and there are sounds that are made to.
You know what makes me happy? That in this past hour, I've judged people who back in to a parking space and who treat their pets like their babies, and you guys are judging Helen Keller. I like that. I like the asymmetricness of that.
But no, they had like a comedy act that they would do.
Her and her mom?
No.
What's the deal with water pumps?
Sullivan was like her helper friend.
She was her teacher. Sullivan was the one who taught her language.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
the miracle worker
holding the water under the hand under the water and having the breakthrough and stuff. That was all Sullivan. And then they were like, let's take the show on the road.
Yeah, I that's hard for me to even imagine.
It is hard to imagine. A lot of people do not look fondly on it, I think. A lot of people are like, maybe that was more of like a quote-unquote freak show type situation than anything. But, I mean, I think they made a living off of it, and they made money off of it.
What a crazy time when there were freak shows. When it was, I lived during that time in South Roxana at the carnival. They had like people with issues that you'd pay a quarter to go see.
You know, I see a lot of the freak show content like on Reddit and stuff, and I'm not saying it's right, but a lot of these people were compensated handsomely for their work. Like $6,000 a week or something.
You
crazy
guys are
like
taking
that.
Strong takes.
I'm just saying it's something I've observed. I'm not saying I approve of it. I'm
the
just saying they
got
were
paid,
breaking
Dave.
It in.
The freaks got paid.
I'm just saying.
I'm with Rachel. I mean, if they wanted.
You're with Rachel on
that's
this?
That's what they want to do. That's what they how they want to.
Boy, this younger generation.
It's called live and let live.
Hates Helen Keller and loves freaks. Yeah, I went, there was a tent with Frida the Frog Lady, and I was terrified of it because the kids would go in there and they would see whatever it was and come out and tell you stories. And so I finally used one of my quarters to go see it, and it was so disturbing. It was a thing in a big giant jar of like formaldehyde. So maybe it was like a baby at one point, or maybe it was a rubber doll. Who knows? But stuck with me.
I hope it was a rubber doll.
And you could smell the formaldehyde really bad. It was a whole thing.
Randy is asking if you remember winning gerbils at the carnival.
No. It reminds me of a situation I had with my uncle. No, I don't remember that.
I remember winning goldfish.
Remember the goldfish? Yeah.
I don't remember gerbils.
Lots of stuffed animals. Lots of stuffed snakes.
The goldfish I thought was weird. Because it's like, you know, it's alive and all.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like, now I got to buy a bowl for this
thing.
Right.
Yeah, not too many of them made it home.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Aww.
Kid with their sweaty meat paws running around the carnival.
Here's your new pet. It's in a plastic bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of them just got dropped on the ground.
Aww.
This is the way you react to a random fish in the 70s and Helen Keller, you're like, fake.
I guess, I feel bad for the fish.
Robert says they're called pickled punks. What does that mean?
What, the fish?
I think the gerbils.
All right.
Or maybe Free the Frog Lady.
I hope not. That's mean. I shouldn't have read it out loud.
You're making all sorts of decisions today.
I'm looking up.
I already made the freak show comment. I just
punks,
need to chill.
Pickled punks is a carny term for human fetuses preserved in jars.
Oh, no.
Which are used as sideshow attractions.
Wow.
Most pickled punks display some sort of anatomical abnormality, such as conjoined twins or polycephaly. However, the deformities present are as varied as the nature of human afflictions. Oh, geez, Wikipedia.
Yeah, I mean, that was in the 70s, South Roxana Carnival.
The fake ones were called bouncers because when you threw them on the floor, they would bounce.
Pretty sophisticated.
Is carny a politically correct term these days?
You're just really tripling down.
He said it first.
I said it first.
He read it off the Wikipedia.
I did say it. Now,
I don't know.
Okay. It feels like we shouldn't say it.
Okay. Carny is carnival an informal executives. Term used in North America for a traveling carnival employee.
Entertainment enthusiasts.
And the language that they use.
I think carny's okay.
The term showy is used for it in Australia.
That's a little nicer, I feel like.